fact that you probably get close to 10 if they keep coming out like they're coming out.
Nah, I think I can get to 8.
8 for sure?
8. Mm-hmm. 8.5 should be about the average, I think.
Gotcha.
With the space we have. Maybe. We'll see. It's not bad for a blueberry.
No, it's not.
It's still a little... needs a couple days, but... it's good enough. That's why I say 7 instead of 7.5. Because yeah. It was a half. Easy.
In the drying... well, in the...
curing.
Curing process.
Yeah. Anyway.
Where'd you get that hat from?
This one? Oh, I got it from Cali Connection.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Oh, okay.
They sent it to me with the Deadhead seeds, because I bought the Deadhead seeds straight from them. Uh-huh. It was like $50 shipping. And because of the extra shipping, they gave me extra seeds, which all of them hermied.
All of them?
All of them.
Damn.
No, one didn't. Sorry, let me rephrase that. That one, remember the cog?
Yeah.
That one didn't.
Okay.
So, that was...
excuse me. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm smoking some Alien Riff. I got it from Dwayne.
Really? Alien Riff, huh?
Mm-hmm. He was over my house yesterday. He comes over every couple of weeks. He comes by and we sit and talk for a couple of hours and smoke. Nice. He's a nice guy. He really is. He tries really hard to have a lot of strains. I think he's got 12 right now.
That's too many. I want 5. I have 3.
I think Michelle's got about between 5 and 7.
It's, 5 is tough, man. There's, I don't. It's just finding something that competes with the stuff you have is not easy, especially when people want the stuff you have.
But what I find, and this is my personal taste, got nothing to do with what other people like, but there's not too many strains I like. I've come to the conclusion. There's not a lot of strains
that I like. Yeah, we're super picky.
Yeah, 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 we are.
But somebody said something that made so much sense. They're like, the best weed is the one you grow yourself. And that is beyond truth. I don't know if I've tasted anything better than what I've grown. Right. And it's only in my head. I know it is.
Well, partly in your head. It's partly has to be fact, too. You know, you just can't make up a lie about it. You can, but everybody will see through that, so it's not a legitimate lie. You know, either your shit is good or it ain't.
Yeah, but I don't go around busting people's balls about how good my shit is anyway.
Mm-mm. You don't. And when you got good shit, you don't have to do that.
I just try to let it
in talk, reality.
And if it doesn't talk, it doesn't talk. Because well, there's people that have smoked my shit and not been impressed. Good timing.
Hey, Lou. We're in the middle of recording. I will come by here when I leave Steve's in about an hour. Just a regular show.
Me and you, him?
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Exactly. You gonna be home for a couple hours? All right. Yeah, it's just so many strains, man. I'm almost to the point of strain burnout. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to be a lot of strains, because sooner or later, somebody's going to come up with the bomb, the God strain, I call it. That's what I call it, the God strain. That strain,
when
you
smoke.
The God strain. The God strain is the stuff that you smoke, and you feel like God is involved. And what's happening in your head.
How do you get to that? Like, what do you think causes that? The high THC or
extreme high THC.
Like how high?
I would probably say past the 30s.
So like
between 30 and 50.
True sativa. I don't think there's 50s out there. 34, I think, is the highest that's ever been recorded.
Well,
in a test.
Snoop Dogg claims he has his stuff tested. He has some stuff that's 50. That he won't even smoke with everybody. That's what he claims. I don't know if that's true, but that's what he says.
I don't
know. Then they said Mike Tyson has something that's 40 or 44.
I mean, okay. Again.
And that's probably what a God strain starts at. The most God strain stuff I ever had was called Chiba Chiba.
Yeah, I don't. That's gotta be fucking folklore, man. There's no way there's a 40%. 45. Because, like, 32, 34 is pretty difficult to get as it is.
I know. That's and why it's rare. That's why it's rare and not a lot of people have ever smoked it.
Yeah, but you would think if it was something that was found. It's so rare that it's probably very hard to do or duplicate.
I think it's hard to grow it indoors.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. It has to be in the climate that it was supposed to be in.
So, like, Caribbean climate.
Yeah, Caribbean climate, Mexican climate, over in Asia someplace, there probably is a climate for it.
Thailand's got
climate. Because when my friends came back from Vietnam, they brought back a little weed, and this stuff was dynamite. I mean, it was like, three tokes, four tokes, you're done.
Old Man Blue said that shit, too. He said the best weed he ever smoked was in Vietnam.
That stuff was unbelievably good.
That's what I heard.
And they got some Hawaiian strains that are
I think they're starting to loosen the laws up in Vietnam, too. Because you don't see anybody bringing anything out of Vietnam.
No.
I
think that's like death penalty shit over there.
Yeah.
I know in Thailand it's death penalty shit. You get caught with shit, you can be put to death. Especially trying to deal it or you know, smuggle it. It's death penalty shit.
I think in Thailand they're actually starting to loosen up too.
Well, they need to.
Well, yeah. But it starts with the U.S.
It's got a lot to do with tourists too.
Yeah, it starts with the U.S. It starts with Europe.
That's one trip I would really love to make. If I had to choose anywhere to go, I would like to go to Thailand.
Yeah, I'd like to see Thailand.
I'd like to see Bangkok for a weekend.
So many people. Like, nothing you probably spend in big cities, too. You've ever seen. Like, New York and all them. Like, New York's nothing compared to these cities in Thailand and fucking India.
Oh, yeah. Huge fucking city.
Double the fucking size. 20 million people.
Easy.
What the fuck you do with 21 million people? That's insane.
In other words, that city's open 24 hours a day.
Has to be.
Yeah, it's open 24 hours a day. Yeah. It don't close down. It probably doesn't even slow down. My brother went there. He told me it was a party town.
Yeah, oh yeah.
When he was in the Navy. Then I got another friend that went there about 8 or 9 years ago. He said he can't wait to go back.
Yeah, but there's no weed.
There is, but you just gotta be careful.
I don't wanna fucking die.
No, I don't either.
That's one of the reasons I probably quit smoking weed.
But I think once you get out into the countryside, it's not, you know, that strict.
No, it's usually in the country where it's the worst.
Mm.
The city and the younger folks are the ones that are more acceptable. It's the old people that usually don't accept it. That's what, like, all the young people in Sweden, they're all like, they don't give a fuck about weed.
They had a special on Channel 56 about a week and a half ago.
PBS.
And this guy went to Morocco? I want to say Morocco. And he went, no, I'm sorry, this was in Afghanistan.
Ooh.
And the guy wanted to smoke hash in Afghanistan. And it took him like 3 or 4 days course. He found somebody that told him, you know, he knew a place to go to, right? Right. So he got with this guy. He said they drove for about 12 hours and all this kind of shit. Went to a small town. He said it was a house. They showed, he filmed it too. It was a house with about five or six old guys in there, right? And they had a big ass pipe in the middle of the floor with a long tube. And they were smoking hash. He dropping big chunks of hash in there. And they were smoking hash, man. And they were fucked up. Woo! I mean, the guys were like, they'd hit it, and they'd go, blah, blah, blah. Smoke come all everywhere, and then they'd go in a corner and sit down. I said, I'm going to smoke that hash.
Yeah, dude, I want some of that. I mean, I remember one time when I was living over there in Warren, before I met you, before I was really, like, I was growing, but I just started coming. No, I met you, I think. I started coming to the meetings. That's the only way I knew you. I didn't know you.
Like, right, prior to that, right.
Yeah. So I'm in the basement, and I'm bored, and obviously I'm trying to figure out things in life, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to smoke a whole gram of hash.
By yourself?
Yeah. Just to see, like, this, prove one thing or another.
Yeah, right. Like, experiment.
Yeah, just fuck it. Let's see what happens. And I weighed up a gram of hash that I had, and it wasn't the best hash, but it was hash. And, I mean, it was high. But, it was just a waste of hash.
You didn't get?
No, I didn't get any higher. I didn't.
But where'd the hash come from?
I made it. It was bubble hash. And it was bubble hash, too.
Gotcha.
Because it was like before I had the machine and everything, I'd do it by hand.
Right, right. Me too.
Strain it in a 5-gallon.
I used to do it by hand with a drill.
Get like a fucking a quarter of a, you know, like 2.5 grams out of fucking 10 pounds of product.
Yeah, that wasn't a very efficient way of doing it.
No, but it's the best way to get actual bubble hash.
But see, when I used to get the Maple Leafs Temple Ball, you ever have that before?
No. What the hell's like that?
Huh?
No.
Okay.
Come on, now, you know. But
the Maple Leafs Temple Balls were little balls of hash. They were about, maybe about, no, not that
I
big.
Never saw hash when I was young.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. When I smoked weed when I was young, it was Reggie's.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't know anybody. Well, I mean, I knew my friends, but we were young. We didn't have any money, so no one's actually coming at us with shit that matters.
Yeah.
It's only fucking garbage.
See, when I grew up, we moved over here to the northwest side of Detroit. So I was going to Mumford High School. And I was in the popular crowd.
No.
So to speak, okay?
No, not you.
Yeah, I was. I wasn't 100% in, but they all knew me, and nobody disliked me.
Right, right.
I could hang out with the guys at 8 Mile, the little hoodlum guys, or I could hang out with back then they called them the Elites.
The Elites?
Yeah. You know, they had the candy stripe shirts and mattress shirts and the penny loafers.
Seriously?
Seriously, depleted pants. So I was hanging out with both crowds. So I knew a lot of people. So I could find stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah, if you know a ton of people.
Oh, I knew a ton of people.
Yeah, I just, in high school, I never touched. I only smoked one time because, you know, I was too afraid of my dad killing me. I felt like my dad, like, if I had come home high or he'd have found out, he'd probably kick me out of the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're,
back then, that was the usual thing that would happen. You get kicked out of the house, or they'd call the police on you, one or the other.
Yeah. So it was like, but at the same time, so I was just a paranoid kid. I didn't fuck with shit.
Yeah.
But I did it one time. I didn't get high. I remember thinking, this is it. This is it. I'm not even fucking,
this ain't shit.
Yeah, this ain't shit. And not knowing that it was just because I was a fucking stoner from heart, I guess. I needed better weed.
Yeah.
That was that garbage poo-poo. I was like Tommy Chong in the band scene when everybody else is laid the fuck out. Like, dude, that lid was the best shit ever. And he's like, I didn't even
feel it. Yeah,
I
feel it. Yeah.
What the fuck?
What are you guys talking about?
I smoked that whole thing.
But see, I didn't know anything about anything.
Me either.
Well, no, I mean, you had heard about stuff.
No, my dad.
Okay, so I didn't know anything about anything. I didn't know what LSD was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what marijuana was.
Why did it kill you?
I didn't know anything about none of that.
No, I had DARE. DARE was
in my, no, I didn't have it. We had DARE,
which was
there to scare you. It was more like a, hey, don't do it or you die.
Yeah, when I was in school, we didn't have nothing like that. Nobody told you anything about drugs or alcohol. There was never no talk about that in school. So, the first time somebody said, they had two little purple dots in their hand. Little teeny dots. The guy said, this is called purple microdot.
Mexican?
And I looked at him, no, it's acid. Oh. And I looked at him and I said, what is that? He says, oh, you want to go on a trip? Put that in your mouth under your tongue. And so I looked at my friend looked at me. And so I took one, put it on my tongue. And that started it right there.
Yeah, if I had no preconceived notions of what I was doing, it would have been a better situation.
Yeah.
But all my preconceived notions
were negative.
Yeah, completely negative. It's either one of two things. I'm going to die in that moment, or I'm going to live a shitty life afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That was my two choices.
Yeah, yeah.
And since I'm worst case scenario in my head, especially at that time in my life, you know what I'm saying? Acid trip, I did it once. I got a little wavy. It was cool.
Yeah.
Bunch of people around, it wasn't much, and I did it again, and it was gel tabs. They started putting it on the little gel tab things.
Yeah.
And that shit fucking, we took a second one. Took a first one, took a second one, and then like a couple minutes later,
bam!
No. These fucking assholes that I'm with, because there's me, it's me, and two other guys, and then there's two couples that I'm hanging out with, right? And one of the guys that owns the house, he's one of the couples. So they're sitting there and they're like, oh, we're going to go get our weed. So they decide they're going to go back to the other couple's apartment to get the weed that they had forgot and come back.
Yeah.
Then they leave, right? So these two other assholes who are on acid with me, they're on the same shit I'm on. At the time, I really was mad at them. But now that I know what the trip can be like, like what you can do with it.
I realize
they're probably really set
fucked up. Too.
Yeah, they're fucked up in their own world,
right,
doing their
own thing. Exactly.
Yeah, I thought they were sleeping, but they're probably in there literally fucking crawling.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
So they go to sleep basically, and is what the way they make it feel.
Yeah, they're out in their own world. They're out of it.
In the room, like gone. So I'm now by myself, and then it starts really hitting. Like, you remember Grumpier Old Men? That movie with the two dudes that had been in movies in the 70s. Like, I had no idea until, like, I was 30 that those two were in a movie together before that movie. Why would I? I didn't watch old TV, so it wasn't. And even if I did, I'd never put those two as a
together.
Same. Yeah, because, well, not even that. The Odd Couple or whatever, I wouldn't have known that they were the same because they're old as fuck. They're, like, in their 80s at this point.
Right.
Well, I just remember my stomach feeling like, oh boy, I gotta poop. Oh man, so I decided I'm gonna go shit.
You know some acid?
I'm on acid, yeah. I'm on the two hits.
You know why your stomach was doing that?
Because that's the anxiety.
No.
What?
Because of what was in that acid. We used to call it stomach flip. When you got acid that wasn't pure, it would make your stomach flip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
See, if someone would have told me that, I thought I had to poop.
Right.
So I went to the bathroom. And now when I walk into the bathroom, the first thing I notice is the clock is kind of like doing this wave thing, right?
Yeah,
all right, that's weird. Yeah. And it's this dude's grandpa's house, and it's an old 50s house, so it's got like halfway up is this paneling that looks like marble.
Okay.
It's a sheet of marble, basically. And the marble lines just kind of wave out at me. They're like, ooh, come out about 6 inches off of it, and then they just fall to the ground.
You can see it laying on the ground.
I can see a puddle of lime on the ground, and the fucking thing is white. Now, it went back as soon as I, like, took my attention off of that. It went back to normal. But I sat down trying to do my thing, and my leg hair feels like it's growing. Like, I'm looking
at
my
you're tripping.
Oh, dude, I'm
you're tripping.
So then I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to die.
Oh, yeah, right. That always comes in.
Oh, man, I'm going to die. So I call them, and they're like, no, we're not leaving. Just walk over. I'm like, dude, I got to. Because at that time, I had a warrant for not showing my ID or some shit like that.
Yeah, so you're not walking.
Poor people stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not walking across the fucking Village of Holly. They already pull me over. Anytime they see me You know what I'm saying?
They'd be fucking with you.
Yeah, they fuck with me anyway, so I'm definitely not doing that. I'm definitely
right.
I'm definitely not doing a drive. I'm not driving your fucking car over there.
Yeah.
Now I'm freaking out and kind of crying. Like, dude, you guys don't understand. I can't understand what's going on. And then Mark goes, holy shit, because that's what I'm talking to. Holy shit, dude, a car just went through the fucking kitchen. Now, they're in an apartment that's a square like this, and it's like there's apartments up here, and then there's apartments in the back, right? There's sets like this. There's a road, a main road going into Holly's right here. The apartment is on this side.
So there's no way a car could
have. You can't see the lights of a car. It'd be different if you could see the lights behind. You can't see the lights.
Right.
So I try to watch Top Cat. Like, I lay down, and in my head, I'm literally, I remember this thought very vividly, and it was, if I go to sleep, oh my god, my heart is connected to my brain.
You're gonna die.
And if I go to sleep, my heart's gonna shut off.
You're gonna die.
Because I'm not conscious, and I'm gonna die if I go to sleep. Like, there's no falling asleep anyway.
Right.
But I'm trying to fall asleep, but in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah, you're not gonna go to sleep.
Which, in retrospect, I didn't realize. I mean, I do now, but at the time, it was just trying to show me that it's not that scary. You know what I'm saying? This isn't something you have to worry about.
You have to fear.
You don't have to choice. No, it's not even it's not something to fear because you don't have a choice in the matter. And that at that time, I couldn't understand that. So I never, until later on when I did some mushrooms and some other stuff.
I came to these conclusions. Yeah.
But at that time, I literally, because in my head, again, I'm ODing. Like, in my head, Ronald Reagan's stupid-ass wife was looking over me going, you're going to die from this, you stupid idiot.
Dumb motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so then Top Cat comes on. You know Top Cat, right?
I remember it.
Yeah, it's just an old cartoon.
Yeah.
With a cat. And I just, every frame.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Oh, dude, I was losing my mind.
You were tripping.
Next thing you know, there's a knock on the door, and it's these two girls that I've gotten acid for, too. They were my friends. One was an ex-girlfriend, like my first girlfriend ever, but we weren't, you know. And they came in, and they were tripping just as much as I was, but the difference is they weren't supposed to come back to the house because Mark was mad at them for something, so they were banned from the house. But Mark wasn't there.
So here they are,
and they're freaking out because they had just driven around the same block for the last hour and somehow didn't get pulled over. So they come in, and I'm like, I can't handle it, like, trying to talk to them, trying not to freak out in front of these girls, and also trying to think there's an opportunity for something and trying to get it, and I ended up playing strip go fish. Yeah, that's what we ended up with because they didn't know how to play poker.
Oh,
they only know how to play go fish, so we ended up playing go fish. I ended up losing. I got to see some titties. That was it. But I ended up losing.
Yeah, you were really tripping.
Oh yeah.
You were really tripping.
Yeah, and then they left, and then the next day it was like, I remember trying to go to sleep and waking up like an hour later, probably less than an hour. And then some guy, I went to go pick up Mark, and then the next thing you know, this dude wants to kill me. I have no idea who, I think he's dead, because he was a weird guy. He was like one of those dudes that didn't have any family, so he was kind of like the tough guy of the mm-hmm. neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he really wanted to fucking fuck me up, and I really don't know why.
But he had no reason.
No, it was Mark. It was something to do with Mark. Like, he was mad at Mark for something.
And Mark was your boy?
Yeah, and because I was picking up Mark, I got associated, so I became part of the problem.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay.
See, the first time I dropped acid, I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. We were up on the second floor of this old house, and they had like four or five mattresses laid out on the floor. And they had a strobe light going.
It's a house that people live in.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people lived in it.
Oh, okay.
So, and they had strobe lights going and black lights on and Hendrix posters, Cream poster, you know, all over the place. And the guy told me, he gave me that little tab, right? So me and my friend, we sit down on one of the mattresses. he's saying, and I don't feel nothing. I said, I don't feel nothing either, man. And he says, it's just some bullshit, man. And out of the corner of my eye, when he said, it's just some bullshit, man, it's just some bullshit, man. It's just some bullshit, man. And I was like, I looked at him like, what the, why did you repeat that? Then out of the side of my eye, I saw the wall breathe. I looked at him and said, did you see that? He said, yeah, I saw that. And the wall went, breathed again. And I was like, I was fucked up.
Yeah. I went to freak when I saw the wall breathe. It freaked me out.
Yeah. I went to the bathroom and I looked in the mirror. And on the side of the mirror was one fly on the side of the mirror there. When I looked back in the mirror, it was thousands of flies in the bathroom. All on the ceiling, all on the walls.
Did they freak you out or something?
I backed up out of the bathroom and closed the door.
I would have too, but... Yeah, no. No. My friend tells me a story about, like, in another experience, like, the only experience I have with LSD is my friend ate, like, because I had a friend who was kind of an idiot when it comes to food. Like, he's not an idiot in real life, but, like, he was one of the, like, in lunch, you could give him, like, a dollar and he would eat a pop can.
Okay.
And he could buy another pop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he would eat he would eat a fucking a calculator if you get, you know what I'm saying, whatever it was, he would try to
eat,
crunch on it for you to get some money. So someone had a pyramid of, like a pyramid made of sugar cubes for class mm-hmm. project mm-hmm. and he ate them all.
Oh fuck.
And there happened to be three cubes in there that were LSD. Dosed, and the guy didn't know LSD. Until he got home. And I guess he was fucking riding his bike one day, that day, and a cat was walking in front of him, and it stopped. But then the front just kept on going, and it went across like a centipede all the way across. Mm-hmm. So he didn't know if the cat was there or not. So he actually bunny hopped it just to make sure.
Yeah.
And he had a whole bunch of other experiences of shit just the world changing in front of him.
Yeah. The outside is really a trip when you're tripping. Because you see everything. I remember one night I was really tripping hard. And I said, I'm going to go for a ride. I drove my car.
Some people do.
And I was driving along. And I got on the Chrysler Freeway. And I'm driving along. And all of a sudden, I noticed, where'd these stars come from? And I'm driving down the freeway. Then I saw like a comet go by. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm out in space. I'm driving the car. I'm out in space.
And how do you not panic?
Because one thing I always told myself before I would trip, I always told myself, you're not seeing what you're seeing. It's your imagination.
But how do you know? Can you still see the road?
Yeah, it's weird. Because when it came to the freeway, was getting ready to end right there at Jefferson. When it came for it to get ready to end, I could see all of that. Now, the stars and all that was still around, but in front of me was normal.
Right, right.
You see what I'm saying? So as long as I was looking straight ahead, I could drive. But when I looked side like that, I'd be like, oh, wow, look at that. You know, seeing planets and shit.
Yeah, that'd be...
That was good acid. And just like you talked about the sugar cube, the second time I dropped, it was a sugar cube.
Oh, I'm sure, because there's a lot. They can put a lot on there.
Yeah, and then you could taste it, really. You could taste the taste of it. It had like a metallic taste. Mm. And it got me fucked up. It got me seriously fucked up. But I never had a bad trip.
Yeah, I did, but again, that bad trip, now that I...
Because
the last time I did mushrooms was pretty intense. And most people probably would have considered it a bad trip. Because in the beginning, it's really hard to...
On mushrooms?
Yeah. Well, I ate like... We ate like 8 grams.
Oh, okay.
We ate a legendary dose.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, so I just basically... I just remember... Because it's the anxiety of knowing that you can't control what
the fuck... So that's DMT, isn't it?
No.
It's not?
Psilocybin.
That's DMT.
No.
Yeah.
DMT is not. DMT is a different compound.
It's Organic psilocybin is organic DMT.
No, psilocybin is... Okay, DMT is the base compound that all the hallucinogens are built off of.
Right.
So psilocybin is not DMT. It's psilocybin because it has a couple extra... whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And same with LSD. It's not DMT because it has proteins over here. The proteins change the... That's
the structure.
That's why it's not as intense as DMT. You know what I'm saying? DMT, if you're...
No, it's more intense than DMT.
No. If you take DMT...
DMT only lasts a short period of
15 minutes, but yeah. It leaves you out your fucking head for 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I've had acid. I was out there for 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah, but that's only because DMT, when you smoke it, is...
It's already in your system.
It's controlled. Your body knows how to deal with it.
Because it's already in your
when
system.
When you drink it, that's way more intense.
Oh.
That's the ayahuasca and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. Going to Peru, and I think mm-hmm. we can go to Arizona and actually do it now.
Yeah, you can go to California and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's...
They got shamans going everywhere.
That's the one that's the real... Sorry.
Ayahuasca.
That's the one to fuck with.
I want some DMT.
I do too. I have some. Right here.
What do you mean you have some? And you're not doing it?
It's right here.
No.
What? It's DMT. It's in a cart. It doesn't get you... It gets you kind of... How do I explain it?
No, I want the real shit.
So do I want. The shit you brought break up and smoking a fucking... Like you're smoking crack. I can't find it. Trust me. I've been looking.
Yeah.
It's not easy to get.
Here.
Mm-hmm. But then again, you can do the same thing with meditation. That's another reason why I haven't...
Yeah, but I want to cheat.
I haven't felt like I've needed the mushroom trip because of the meditation.
You're right, but I want to cheat.
I do too, but I'm still scared some reason.
I just want 15 minutes of it. Either that or I want some real acid.
I know, but you're also 72. I think if I was 71, I would be a little more... No, I don't know why. That's why I've been meditating on it. I've been trying to figure out why I still get the panic with the hallucinogens. Why I couldn't let go during that last trip. Because there was moments where I literally felt like... Because I spent the whole time in the basement. I went into his basement, laid on my buddy's couch, and I literally just spent the whole time in there breathing.
Okay.
And then... Because you've seen Contact, right? The movie with Jodie Foster?
Yeah, years ago.
When she travels through space, how that she travels through space? That's what it felt like. It felt like so much fucking shit was going on, and it was so intense and so, I don't want to say painful, but just too much information.
Overload.
And then I calmed down to a point where I'd hit moments of clarity, and I'd be like, okay, let me try to get out. And I tried it, and I try to leave myself. And every time I did, it'd be back to that point where it'd be like too much intent, just too much. So it was like, why? Like I'm trying, because the only reason I give a fuck about any of that is to try to get to the next realm, to try to understand anything, whatever the questions is. And that's like you said, it's a shortcut to that point. Maybe I'm not supposed to shortcut.
Exactly. Maybe not.
Maybe I'm supposed to do it the long way. I don't know.
It may be so, because it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
And the way you come upon it, I think, has a lot to do with how positive it's going to be and all of that. But see, to me, when I had the out-of-body experience, and I wasn't high on anything, it just came on, it kind of told me that there's another universe out here. I don't know what my role in it is, but I know it's something else.
Right.
By that experience. Now, was it just some brain matter short-circuiting to make me do that, or was I really where I thought I was? See, that's the part that you're never sure about.
Yeah, I guess.
And why did my brain do that, if that's the case? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's weird, man, because there is something else. But then, there's energy between me and you. There's energy out in the air.
I know.
That we can't see.
Oh, there's... I mean, if you think about the reality, it's just not white. It's only white because that's what reflects off it, is that wavelength. You know what I'm saying? The rest of it gets absorbed. So if you could see every color, if you could see rays of light, it would literally just be constant rain, like a billion rays just constantly battering that fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's the conscious has done a good job of calming this planet down, calming this universe or whatever you want to call it down to where it's a manageable piece for us to comprehend.
Oh yeah.
And I think the LSD and the acid and the DMT lets you get out of that so you can...
It does.
It opens up the senses to where you can't
control what comes in. It gives you a chance to understand just a little teeny bit about what's going on.
Yeah.
Because it's too much. We can only absorb so much of that stuff at one time with the little mind that we have.
Yeah.
By the way we think. Because maybe that's what crazy people are, or people have to be institutionalized or schizophrenic and shit like that. Maybe they're just, their brain is open up for that. And we look at them like they're crazy because we can't see what they're seeing.
Right. Maybe. I don't know. That's a good spot.
Alrighty then,
let me get to work.
Yeah, let me finish my work.